having trouble with the connection.
We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Eddie Krawick, 6.936 at 191.76 miles per hour. Eddie, you come in. Well, first off, how was that run? That second run, you saw you guys picked up, went around your teammate. You know, you guys are in the championship hunt. You always wanted to finish 1-2. How was that that first session?
Well, I could be like everybody else would expect. You know, it was horrible. It was junk. I got no, but it was a good run. I went nice, straight, clean down through there. You know, the first qualifying session, unfortunately for me, I didn't get down the track. I had a really good 60-foot, went 106, left the starting line, and unfortunately, we had a new transmission in there. Every once in a while, when you put a new one in, all things just aren't happy yet. They haven't worn themselves in. So bike didn't shift on the 1-2, and, you know, so be it. That's behind us. I'm focusing on in front of us. That's the way that I look at it. So from here moving forward, I got a great motorcycle. We were able to tune a little bit off of my teammate's data. We made some separate changes that run there. He ran a little better. I ran a little better. So I'm excited. I got a great motorcycle here in Vegas. And, you know, my Harley-Davidson street rod is running well.
And how important are right now those every little point?
You know, that's where, unfortunately, I missed three little points is where, the way I looked at it first round. But got them that second session. My teammate got a couple, and it's good. It's all good right now, you know. But that's definitely the big thing with Pomona being points and a half. And I know everybody keeps saying it. Pomona's points and a half. Pomona's points and a half. But it's points and a half. I mean, we're not just talking about 20 per round. We're talking about 30. Got 120 on race day there. So you need to have your stuff together coming out of here and be on your game. And I think as long as all goes well and I do my job, I have a great motorcycle under me and a good team behind me. So I'm feeling very confident.
Yeah, I know that Andrew's a guy that's always looking for more to the track. Is there something that you guys already have talked about getting more out of it tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we definitely have a little left in the tank. Left a little bit on the starting line. And as you saw, Andrew went almost 194 miles an hour. I only went 191 and change in three quarters. So there's definitely more speed. He was 200s better in the back than me. So, you know, when you start fudging all these numbers and looking at it, there's a 90 to an 89 out there today, because the wind is our biggest thing. You know, the wind's our biggest disadvantage. And, you know, we had a straight headwind today. So I think depending on what tomorrow does, I don't think by any means my 93 is safe. I think there's a good potential for people to go faster tomorrow.
Yeah, how tough, I was going to ask about the headwind, how tough is it riding in it? I know we had a kind of a crosswind in Dallas, and now it's driving into the headwind today.
I'll take the headwind any day. Dallas was a little bit of a nail-biter. You know, the headwind being straight doesn't really affect you. It just slows it down. Dallas, where you're trying to correct going down the track for a wind, and then what a lot of people don't really understand is when you pass the grandstands is when it gets really, let's just say, nail-biting. Because it wants to almost change lanes on you if you're not ready. And we kind of set up our bikes, because it only has one wheel, it kind of crab legs through there, so it's pushing left until you hit the wind, and then it pushes it straight. So we're able to correct for that. But a headwind, you kind of treat it as the track as you normally would and go straight down through there.
Okay. Anyone else?
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right.